Greetings again, everyone. This is Gary Miller bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. What is it the world needs that it doesn't have? Depends on who you ask, of course, but the Bible, we believe, has the answer to that question. If you want to know the answer to the question of what the world needs, you have to first of all see what the problems are, and then you have to find the solutions to those problems. Everybody knows, if you're in an engineering situation, that until you can find the actual fundamental principles that govern what's happening, you cannot make an airplane fly. The Wright brothers were able to isolate the principles of lift and motion, aerodynamics, to be able to create the first airplane. And as a result, once those principles were understood, then now we can duplicate those things very easily. So the groundbreaking work that's required in any endeavor is to find the fundamental laws, the fundamental principles on which that endeavor is founded. And until and unless you know those things, you will not master your environment. What has enabled man to master his environment is understanding certain natural laws. We understand the law of electricity, the law of gravity. We understand all those things. And now we can work with those laws as opposed to against those laws, and those laws against us. And now we can fly people to the moon. We can have suborbital flights. We can have space shuttles. We can have the International Space Station. We can have the Hubble telescope. We have all these things because the engineers, scientists, the physicists have come to understand the natural laws that govern the task at hand. And that's what we're saying now, is that the solution to the man's problem socially, economically, governmentally, politically, are the laws that are mentioned in the first five books of the Bible. Now, this law, unfortunately, because it's now presented in an adulterated form, the true law has not been preached for who knows how long. Because of that, the law is viewed as a yoke of bondage. In fact, that term is used in the New Testament out of context to make it appear that Yahweh's law is something you want to avoid at all costs. We know the truth is you can't avoid it at all. That's the truth. It's a natural law. It's like trying to avoid the law of gravity. You can't ignore. You can't avoid the law of gravity. It acts on you 24/7. And Yahweh's laws are the same way. They're natural laws built into the fabric of the universe. And Yahweh has decreed that and backed it by his own word, his own power. And Yahshua said, for example, that heaven and earth can pass away, but my words cannot pass away. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass than a jot or a tittle of the law to fail. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement. And so what that's telling us is that the word of Yahweh, the law of Yahweh, is more solid than the universe itself. If you think about the trillions of megawatts that make up this universe, and you think about our galaxy, which is 100,000 light years across, you think about the immenseness of the universe with billions of galaxies, and you think about that statement that Yahshua made, that heaven and earth can pass. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than a jot or a tittle of the law to fail. That's an incredible statement. So once you view it from that point of view, you realize the law of Yahweh is not something you can avoid, because it acts whether you realize it or not. We don't have to understand the law of gravity or even the law of electricity for it to act on us. And the same thing is true about the natural laws mentioned in the Bible. They act whether we realize it or not. So in order to establish a government that's going to last, what we have to do is establish that government on the laws of the universe. And those laws are mentioned in the first five books. Now, we are in a special time. We know that we have a lot of problems with terrorism. We have problems with peace. We have problems with health. We have problems with generational poverty. We have problems of having safe cities. We have problems of drought. So how can we fix these problems? In fact, that's what people get Nobel Prizes for, is coming up with some way to maybe incrementally increase health or produce better health in even some small way. People get the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to bring peace and not war. And that's what Alfred Nobel had in mind when he had the Peace Prize instituted, was to promote ideas that would bring peace and harmony. But you know, the truth is we've given away hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars in Nobel Prizes, and we still have tremendous, staggering problems globally. So what is the problem? What is it that we need? You know, as we've seen the economic colossus that's taken place in the last couple years, people sifting through the rubble to try to figure out what the causes were, they continue to ignore Yahweh's role in the affairs of man. Winston Churchill said that there's a purpose being worked out here below. That is true, definitely. Yahweh, the creator of the universe, mentioned 7,000 times in the Old Testament, has a plan for man. He has a 7,000-year program that we're in. Actually, if you look at the details, he has a 50,000-year program, a tremendous planner. You look at the universe and see it's somebody who's a great planner. He has a plan for man. And part of that plan includes bringing to the earth the kingdom of Yahweh. This is what we need. We need government. You know, when you look at the Bible, it says in different places that government precedes peace. For example, over in Isaiah 9 and verse 7, it says, of the increase of his, Yahshua's, government, and peace there shall be no end, to establish it with judgment and justice. Justice. Isn't that what a lot of riots are about? Is inequity, injustice, perception of injustice? Yes, that's what causes lots of different conflicts and wars, is the perception of injustice. And the government of Yahweh is going to bring that peace and justice, because it's going to be based on justice and judgment. And Yahweh, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts, will perform this, it says in Isaiah 9 and verse 7. Well, it would be great if we lived in a society where there was peace everywhere. Peace is breaking out instead of war. You know, that's going to happen. There's going to come a time when man is not going to learn how to fight anymore. It takes about 9 years from inception to deployment to produce a weapon. The stealth fighter took about 9 years or so to develop, or once the details were worked out, it still took about 9 years to field the stealth fighter. This is an amazing piece of technology. So it takes time to install. It takes time to establish government. And Yahweh is going to bring peace one plowshare at a time, one spear turned into pruning hooks at a time, and that's going to happen in our lifetime. We're not going to learn war anymore. And so when we learn how to make fighter bombers, we learn how to make smart bombs, and we learn how to have technology that can magnify from space and actually look at the license plate of an automobile in a parking lot from 100 miles up. When you see that kind of technology, it's all designed for war. So we need to turn our resources and our efforts away from learning war to learning peace. But we're going to have to learn the way of peace. It's going to have to be taught to us, because it's just not in our DNA. It's just not there for peace. Because as one of the prophets said years ago, he said, the human heart is wicked, and it's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So our problem obviously has to do with our nature and the way we are warlike. And also we have a problem with an adversary called the devil. Now there's two basic sources of problems of murder and poverty and all the different things that create woe and create havoc for this human world, this society we live in. And human nature is one of the causes. That prophet I mentioned there is Jeremiah, mentioned 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Self-deception is the worst kind. It's so subtle. It's so subtle. Self-deception. Because we basically, as human beings, want to believe that we're good. But when you look at what we do, you have to admit that the human race, by and large, has not produced good. In the last century, millions of people were killed under one regime, an ism, communism, and it still happens in the 21st century. The human problem is a problem that Yahweh is going to solve. It is a human problem. Satan, the devil, the Bible is very clear about that. He is part of the reason why there's hate and lying and murderous radicalism and human degradation of all kinds. He's one of these sources. And it says in here in John the 8th chapter in verse 44, it says, he was a murderer, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar and the father of it. It is he who deceives the whole world, Revelations 12 and verse 9. So deception comes from the human heart, which is deceitful, and from Satan the devil. So Yahweh is going to break the back of human government. He's going to install his own government, and we're going to see peace break out instead of war. Isaiah 2 and verse 4 and says, he shall judge, talking about Yahshua, who, when he comes to establish the government of Yahweh on the earth, among the nations, he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. Now, sometimes that's what it takes. That is, to let people know what they're doing wrong. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. See, it's a learned response. No military academies, no more West Point. We're not going to learn war games anymore. We're not going to study the science of war. Shall not lift up sword against nation. One nation's not going to fight against another. Yahweh's going to put an end to that, but it's not going to come at no price. It's going to come at a price of changing our ways, a price of changing the way we look at the world, the way we look at religion. And Yahweh has those changes in mind. He's going to create, despite us, he's going to create a world of peace and a world of safe cities. Deuteronomy 23 and verse 28 and verse 3 says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. This is a promise from Yahweh, and we're going to have that blessing, but the blessing is going to come if we obey Yahweh. Obedience is the key. Now, that's hard for human beings to succumb to somebody that tells us what to do, and Yahweh's going to be that person. But we're going to have to end the way we do business. We're going to have to change the way we do things here on the earth. And it's going to come as a result of an installation of a universal worldwide government. Well, you need to get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine published by the International Congregation of Yahweh. It is a full-color magazine, covers a variety of topics. For example, our last edition, we have topics regarding the nerve of Zacchaeus. We also have topics regarding prophecy. We also talk about, in this case, clean and unclean foods in the New Testament. This is something you need to know. So get your name on the mailing list of the Insight magazine by writing us at Post Office Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 in the USA. That's Pocahontas, Arkansas, Post Office Box 208, 72455 is the zip code in the USA. Or you can contact us through the internet at www.icyahweh.org. That's www.icyahweh.org. Until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.